exactly.
Okay. Alright, we'll pray and we'll jump into the lesson for tonight. Mute. Can you put it on mute? Mute. Okay. We'll go ahead and get started now. We'll call back in. First time caller gonna get. Alright, we'll go ahead and get started. What I want to talk about is, there's been some things that have been going on as far as, the government is concerned. Obviously, we have a new president now, and so there's some things going on as far as that is concerned. And I wanted to address some things so that we can walk in understanding, and in reference to that, and I'll read some things to you before after I pray, I'll read some things to you in reference to this topic on tonight, okay? Well, we'll pray first and then we'll open up. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for all that you do. We just honor you and praise you for your wonderful presence, and we just lift you up, and we thank you for all that you do in our lives. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All righty. I had written this a few days ago. Matter of fact, it'll be a week Friday. And one of the things that I had said, in writing this, the title of it was, that's just a management position, right? Question mark. And what I pointed out, and I'm not going to read everything, what I pointed out was as a businessman, a partner would have very little control if the person stated beforehand that he or she was only going to be a part of the company for 8 years at the most. And then I went on to say there's some other things. I'll just read all of it and just kind of pick out what I need to leave out. Okay. I start all over again. As a businessman, a partner would have very little control if the person stated beforehand that he or she was only going to be a part of the company for 8 years at the most. That said, I had an issue at the gym. It was the other night, but I said last night, but it was actually the other night. I've been doing an intense ab routine with a pair of straps for 3 years. Well, as I was doing them this particular time, the manager came up and stood behind me, and as soon as I had finished, he said, "Sir, how long have you been doing that?" And I replied, "A couple of years." Then he said, "I'm sorry, but I was told to tell you that you can't use those anymore because it's not a part of our equipment. So we don't want to be liable if you fall and hurt yourself." Well, we iron everything out as far as that is concerned. But what I found interesting And I'll just read it. Now, the interesting part was when he said, quote, I was told to tell you, which implied that he wasn't running anything. Mm-hmm. He was the manager of the place, but he actually was not the person who ran that particular club, health club. And so, so I said, in other words, with that understanding, if you think that the president of the United States is running our country, then we're full of it, in a nutshell. You know, I was a little bit more open, blunt about it, but I just said, you know, full of just a second key in general. But, you know, if a person thinks that, then they are full of it. And so I want to say very few people understand or is willing to understand or accept the fact that these things are very true. And you can look at it across the board, and you can see it happening. You can see it happening that way. That's why I use that management position. This guy was a manager of this particular health club, but yet he was not the one who ran that, you know, who was the sole person who ran that health club. He had to get his instructions from somebody else, and he had to relay those instructions. And that's the way that things work when you look at society as a whole. Even when you look at how the kingdom of God set up, you go back and look at certain things when Moses received instructions from his father-in-law on how to do things. He said, well, you know, you pick out able men who are able to do certain things, godly men. He said, put them over, you know, thousands, hundreds, and fifties, and so on and so forth. And so these structures was even in place as far as our nation was concerned. So to get in 2017 and not understand that structure, I mean, it's just, it amazes me, the minds of the people. You know, it's like there's this big elephant in the room, but everybody's looking to point a thing at a particular individual because they don't want to accept the fact that that they don't have any control, that they're not actually in control. So they want to feel that they're in control by voting. And there's nothing wrong with that for a person to feel like that's what they want to do. You know, I have done it in the past. I have not done it in the past. I'm not saying I won't do it again. Just have the way God lead me to do these particular things. And so, you know, so I'm not discouraging someone from voting on issues, and I'm not encouraging you to vote on issues. You just say, hey, y'all lead you on what you need to do. We as a ministry are not about politics as far as endorsing and things like that. And so that's not what we're about. But individually, whatever you want to do, that's your business, you know. And so so from that perspective, I just want you to understand that all these things are in place. And so we want to look at scripture in reference to some of these things so that we can walk in an understanding of how we ought to behave ourselves within the systems that we are a part of, okay? And so it's vitally important for us to understand this. And so, like I said, there are a lot of things that's been happening in social media. People are constantly talking. It's amazing to me that people are saying that, you know, President Trump is not their president. That's just crazy stuff. You're in denial. He is the president. And just because you're president, saying he's not your president, don't mean that he's not the president of this country. And so if you're in the country, then you might as well accept the fact that he is your president, bottom line, serious. Okay? That's just the position that he holds. And because he holds that position, you know, whether, you know, it's kind of like somebody saying, you know, sitting up in a, you know, sitting outside the cool breeze blowing, and they say, I don't breathe air. Bottom line, the air is flowing, and it's going in your nostrils and coming out, you know. So bottom line, whether you accept the fact or not, you're still breathing air. That's kind of the situation that we're in. And so you might as well, you know, embrace and accept what is. I like how Yah has always dealt with our nation about particular issues. And when he told our nation, he said, even in our captivity, because we're still in captivity right now, He said, pray for the peace in the area so that you can have peace. And so it amazes me, the minds of people that said, you know, I'm praying that God destroy America. You hear some of these rebel preachers and things like that. Heck, I don't want him to destroy it until he's ready to do what he's going to do. I pray it will be done. That's a perfect prayer. Pray that it will be done, and whatever way that happens, then that's fine with me. But I'm not looking for things to happen because I know as it happens, you know, there are certain things that happen to me. So the prophet told our nation, I believe it's, I think it was Jeremiah. He said, pray for the peace so that you have peace. You know, and I'm not exactly sure if it's Jeremiah, but I know it's at least one of our prophets. When we were going into captivity, he said, pray for the peace there. Pray that you have peace so that, you know, pray for the peace of that region so that you can have the peace. You know, so it's vitally important that we do these things. Paul talked about government. Paul talked about it. And we'll go to Romans chapter 13. And we'll look at some things in reference to it. It's just that it's vitally important for us to understand and that we walk in line again with the apostles' doctrine. And in walking in line with the apostles' doctrine, we understand that there are certain things that sit up in play. And don't listen to a lot of these radical people. Some of them are Christians, some of them are Israelites, you know, some of them are Gentiles, some of them are. All walks of life, you have people who have opinions about certain things, but we as the body of Christ who follows the church according to the apostles' doctrine, there are certain things that we need to understand, even when it comes down to government. Okay? First of all, I encourage you to support the government. Then I explain to you why or what these purposes are. You support your government, but we need to balance it, though. Okay? I'm behind the local government, the state government, and the federal level, you know, Washington. I'm behind that government as long, and I'll say as long right now, and we'll read the scripture and understand what I mean by as long. Okay? Now, Romans chapter 13, we'll go there. And we'll start at verse 1. And we'll deal with some words that Paul is dealing with. And what I love about Paul referenced the law, I mean, a lot. I mean, he really did a lot. He referenced the law a lot. And so, since we've been dealing with the true understanding of the church, I really appreciate Paul's writing a whole lot more, and I understand Paul a whole lot more. And from understanding him, it has allowed me to understand the other scriptures even better. So, you know, so I've grown since we've been dealing with the true understanding of the church. Okay. Now, Romans 13, verse 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Okay? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And we want to deal with these words so that we can understand some things now. Now, when you look at the word be subject, it means subjection. It means submit self unto. To be subordinate. To be subordinate. So when you look at that word subject, Paul is saying let every soul be this way. The church shouldn't be rebellious. Israel shouldn't be rebellious. You know, Gentile nation should. Every soul should be subject unto higher power, unto the higher powers. Be subordinate to the higher powers. Everyone has to be subject to authority. We have to understand structure is set up in every facet of life. Okay? Even when it comes down to family, structure is set up in every facet of life. The scripture says that Yah is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. That's just the structure. Okay? And we are all to submit to the structures by which Yah has set up. Now, as you look at it, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher. When you look at the word higher, let's deal with it. It says to hold oneself above, to excel. powers now. When you look at power, means jurisdiction, means force, authority. These are words that let us know that there are people who are in positions of authority, and we as society need to recognize these positions. The President of the United States is a position of authority. It's a position of authority, and everyone should respect that position. Okay, everyone should respect that position. This is why now. This is why the scripture tells us why now. The higher powers, again, let every soul be subject unto higher powers, authority. Subject, subordinate to higher powers. Why? For there is no power but of God, of Yah. So it lets us know that the position of the president is the power or an authority that Yah has put in place. Every position whereby there is a ruler or someone, you know, in authority, a higher power, a higher position, then there are always going to be someone who's supposed to be subject to that position. And on your pastor, y'all are subordinate to me as far as your pastors and stuff. Okay? It's just a position of authority that Yah has given me. You know, I don't, you know, and when I accept that position, you know, and I'm talking from the perspective of Yah now, when I accept that position now, I don't look to rule you, but I look to uphold and lead. So my position is a position of undergird. I like to undergird. In other words, I like to position myself to be a foundation whereby me as a leader, people can stand up on, and they can be solid based upon my leadership. It is not me pointing things out and say, okay, follow me all the time because I'm the leader. That's not the position where we take as far as the authority is concerned. Okay, great leaders are people who can lead. They have a shepherd like mentality whereby they want to lead you to the best of your benefit, not theirs. Okay? And so the scripture says now, for there is no power but of Yah. There is no power. All authority is ordained by Yah. Every authority, every government structure that has been set up by the power of Yah. It is Yah's power that he's distributing down in society, whether it's local government, whether it's state government, or whether it's international government. Yah has set all these structures up in place.
Does that include beyond government? Like
jobs and
stuff like that.
All of these positions are structured, you're correct. And so everywhere, we have to understand that every part of society, Yah has set up structures for us to be subordinate to, and you know, it is vitally important for us to understand that. And I have a cliche that I always say, a leader has to be in position and be willing to follow. So I always say, a leader can follow, meaning that I am in a position as far as the pastor is concerned. You as members of this church, in connecting in one pastor or another, you are subordinate to my position. But at the same time, there are times when Allen takes the, you know, Elder, he takes the lead position in something that he's qualified or more qualified to do than I am. As a leader now, I come subordinate unto his leadership. Okay? So that's what I mean when I say a leader can follow. Whenever a person is gifted to lead in an area, it is vitally important for all others to come subordinate to that leadership. I don't know how to lead in everything, but what I know how to lead in, I'm going to lead. And what you know how to lead in, don't look at me because I'm going to point at you and say, what are we supposed to do? There are a lot of things that I don't worry about especially when you start get to dealing with this technical stuff that Elvin's doing. I ain't trying to figure out all that stuff. I just be supporting it. Okay, what is it? We need this kind of that. Okay, fine. Then we do it. Well, we need this here. We need all these different things. I don't sit there and say, no, I'm the leader. I'm the leader. And that's what's wrong with a lot of leaders is they think that they have to lead in everything in order to establish their leadership. Well, great leaders know how to allow people to take the role and do what they have the talent to do. So if a person is talented in that area, then me as a leader is fine with that individual leader. But everyone who takes a leadership position must have the skill to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you can't just try to take a leadership role if it ain't something that y'all want because you feel like you're qualified.
When you look at the scripture says, "For there is no power but of Yah." In other words, everyone who takes a leadership position, they have the capability, the power to carry it out. It makes it easy. What you're gifted to do, I make it look easy. What you're gifted to do, Elder make a whole lot of stuff look easy. When I say I'm good, I say, man, I don't know what the heck you did, you know, y'all just country boy, you know, I say heck and all that, that's just my personality. I live who I am, so y'all see me in some of the meetings I get in, boy, you be like, man, this dude, is he like Caucasian or something? Because that's how he looks appropriate, proper, and all that kind of stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so, and that's not a racist issue, and if you feel like that, then, you know, get delivered. Okay, so, but anyhow, it's not important for us to understand these things. They come from Yah. That's why it says, verse 1 again, "For there is no power but of Yah." The powers that be are ordained of Yah. So here's the issue. In your leadership, are you ordained? What role do you want to take in leadership? Has it been ordained by Yah? If not, sit down. What I do, I have been ordained to do. Everywhere I lead, I have been ordained to lead. Okay? And so it's vitally important for us to understand these issues. Wherever position God has raised you up and ordained you to lead in, that's your way. Lead. Lead in your way. Okay? So it's vitally important for us to understand that. Now, we again, everyone be subject unto higher powers, authority. Why? But there is no power but of God. The President of the United States, his job has been ordained by God. That position is ordained by God. Okay? The powers that be, the authority, not just one, but the authority that be, whatever is structured in society, the authority that be are ordained of Yah. We got to first of all sell that issue. Then we're going to start seeing the power associated with it or the right perspective associated with it. Verse 3, "Whosoever therefore resisted that authority, resisted the ordinance of Yah." First ordinance. Let's look at it. Let's look at the word resist. Verse 2 now. "Whosoever resisted to oppose themselves," okay, to range oneself again, to oppose. Whoever resists now, resists that power, that authority, opposes, make sure you don't mute everyone, whoever resisted that power, also resists the ordinance of Yah. What is the ordinance of Yah? The arrangement, the institution. Yah said, when I put someone in a position of authority and mankind resists it, he said they resist what I ordained. They resist what I arrange. They resist my institution. I have instituted certain things, and when people resist that authority, Yah said they're resisting me. Okay? And so we have to follow that authority across the board now. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance, the institution, the arrangement of God. Colon. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Look at the word damnation now. Okay? Damnation, avenge, condemn, go about, judgment. Yeah, I said, when I see structures up in place and people go against those structures, he said they're going against my arrangement and there's judgment, there are consequences that's associated with that. Y'all hear this now? Now we'll continue to get on. Now here's the important part. Here's the balance now. Here's the balance. Verse 3. Verse 3 is what I really wanted to get, you know, it's the meat of the message, so to speak. We'll continue on to understand past 3. Why? For rulers are not a terror to good works. So that lets me know what purpose y'all sent these authorities up for. So every authority is supposed to be in position for the better good of mankind. So that starts with the President of the United States, all the way down to everyone who has some position of authority in one fashion or another. All of these powers, all of these authorities are ordained by God, but for one purpose, for the better good of a circumstance. That's the balance now. That's the balance. I'm in a position of authority, but if my leadership is not designed for the better good of mankind, then y'all said that it's not a word. So that should encourage each one of you who want to be in a leadership position one fast or another. Are you being in that position puts the circumstance in a better good, or are you in that position to make things work? Because y'all said, everything I put in place, I put it there for the better good of the circumstance. Government, local governments are set up for the better good of mankind. State governments are set up for the better good of the betterment of mankind. International governments are set up for the better of mankind. So all of these systems and powers should be doing something for the betterment or the better good of mankind. If it's not, then yes, ma'am.
So I understand the governments, you know, from the local all the way up are set up for our betterment, but does that speak to the person that holds the position? The person that holds the position is independent of the position itself, isn't it?
That's the issue. And I'm going to get a little bit ahead of the lesson now since we're there. The problem with these governments, the problem with even these local rulers or people who are in a position of authority, there's nothing wrong with position. It's the mindset of the individual. So Paul is discussing these things and talking about how things should operate based upon people who are in these positions who have the mindset to do it for the better of mankind. If that individual is not doing things for the better of mankind, all of their government is put in place by God, whether it's local, state, or national, international, if it's not for the better of mankind, y'all set it up for that purpose. If it operates anything other than that, y'all don't judge it.
Thank you.
Remember, you will. Remember, we don't have the authority. You don't have the authority to pick me as an authority. That's what's wrong with the church nowadays, or at least the so-called church. You have now people who are in subordinate positions saying that they have the authority to check someone who is in a high position. Now, I'm not saying let me do all kinds of crazy stuff, but what I'm saying is this. John has an order by which he do things, and all you have to do when you see that position, that person who's in that authority, step out of position, you step out, you just step out of the way, because y'all going to deal with that stuff. I don't have to deal with Mr. Trump. I know who his authority is. And I'm not talking about those who are behind the scenes. I'm talking about the one who is the author and finisher, the one who is the administrator of every authority that exists on this planet. If it gets out of line, then they are. This is the season whereby they meet the Most High. I can't fight against the President of the United States. I like using me as an example because I like to start with me and everybody else just be included. That's why I like to start with myself. I can't fight the President of the United States. I can't fight the local government. I can't fight the state government. I can't fight the national government. I can't fight the international government. But I know who's sitting up. And y'all raise men up and you bring them down. So when I do deal with these positions, I deal with it according to the leading of God. Because if I go on my own, then all I'm doing is setting myself up for that now power to deal with me. I don't go on my own strength when I deal with these powers. You should hear something there. Don't go deal with these powers in your own strength. Because you can sit it up. You can't bring it down. That position is set there by Yah, and Yah has ordained it. And so we have to make sure that we don't get out of line to try to correct that power, because all it does is put us in a bad situation. We have to use wisdom and allow Yah to lead us. I'm saying this because there are some things that I got to do here in the near future, and I'm making sure that I'll be led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Yah in every facet of it. The church has this bad habit of going and trying to straighten out people who have a position that Yah has put them in. Now, we are brothers and keepers. There's balance associated with things. You know, I don't want you to let me get away with nothing. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am doing is putting things in balance and putting it in proper perspective. I want you to understand the position, and that position is ordained by Yah, and don't go messing with it without Yah's leading. If Yah's leading you to deal with me, then fine. But don't that ain't a situation when you come, just deal with me based upon how you see things.
Go ahead. Just a couple of comments. I mean, it has to be done in wisdom, mm-hmm. And it can't be done. So when a person is in authority, to deal with that person, it has to be done according to wisdom, i.e., you know, how y'all lead.
Right.
And it can't be done from the perspective of, I have the authority.
Right.
Because you don't. If you look at the example, of Saul and David, y'all had anointed David to be the new king, but Saul was still the king. And how David dealt with Saul was understanding he still had that authority, and he didn't want to do things to disrespect the authority that he had as a king. Same thing with I think it was with Samuel that came to David when David had slept with Bathsheba. Samuel didn't come to him out of wisdom, because what David did was wrong. He came to him in wisdom,
right,
and let Yah deal with David. And thus, you know, he didn't have to worry about that because David was still king, even though he was wrong.
One of the things that you said that was very important for all of us to understand is that what is wrong with the body of Christ is this at this point. When they correct leadership, they come with the mindset of a leader equal to that leadership. And I'll give you an example. I was a part of this church, matter of fact, is where I started preaching. And the pastor was teaching on some stuff, and I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong, and I knew Yah had given me the responsibility to make correction. But this is my pastor. And so he gave me wisdom on how to address the issue. So I addressed the issue as a correction, but in a question. In order to keep him understanding that, okay, I understand that you're wrong and you can't deceive me because I know that you're wrong in what you're teaching right here, but I'm going to come at you in a subordinate position to not make you look bad in your position. So that's not my goal. My goal, what I'm called to do is to teach truth. And since I'm called to teach truth, I got to stand up for it. But I'm going to stand up for it, and I'm still under your authority. So what I did out of the South, I said, is this what this is really saying? And I read everything that he said, and I was like, isn't it saying this? And I asked a question for him, and is this saying this? And is this saying this? He said no, but he knew me. So when he said no, he had his funny look on his face. And after, because it was doing our morning, kind of like a Sunday school like thing, but it was different. But it, I just gonna call it Sunday school like sitting, a morning sitting before the main service. But as soon as he finished, he ran upstairs because he had his Bible open, going over all the stuff that I covered. And his pride wouldn't let him just come back and admit that I was right and that was wrong. He just came back and said, well, y'all, I just want to let y'all know, Lon is deep. He's like, Lon is deep, y'all. You know, he's deep. But it was like a sarcastic way of admitting to everybody, yeah, he's right. But I'm going to just call him deep as a, you know, to keep my position of authority over him. And I was like, I don't have no problem with your authority over me. That's why I'm here. And I asked you the question for him in hopes that you would correct it. But understand that I'm still under your authority. That's a mistake a lot of people make. When we deal with people who are in authority, we can correct them. That's why I say, I ain't be corrected. But come in the position by which you have as, come to be in the position by which I have in your life. Elder correct me at different times. But he has never come at me like he was my boss. He always come at me, he always have come at me in a way that let me know, okay, I disagree with you right here, but you still my pastor, you still my authority. He's always come at me like that. So with that in mind, we're supposed to approach the president like that? We're supposed to approach the local government like that? We're supposed to approach the state government like that, the national government like that, the international government. Why? Because we respect the position because Yah has ordained it. We still deal with the position and he's subordinate to that position. I am a citizen of this country. If I ever get an opportunity and there's some thing that Yah lead me to do, I will say something to the president, but I will say it in a subordinate position, showing that in this particular position as the commander in chief of our country, I have to respect that position. You can be crazy as all get out. I have to respect the position because y'all ordained it. Mankind may have gotten caught up in it and done it from a wicked perspective. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I do. But at the same time, it's vitally important for us to understand when we deal with these positions, we must deal with them according to the wisdom, as Elder and I said in our conversation, as the wisdom that Yah has given us to deal with that position. Recognize that position before Yah.
Just another example, I just keep seeing different stuff. I mean, when you look at like Moses and Pharaoh, he didn't just walk into Egypt and say, because y'all, we going to leave, y'all. No, he went to the authority. Then he said to the authority what Yah gave him, but he didn't like, well, because I see this is right.
Right.
We just going to all get up and leave.
Right.
No, he respected the authority according to what Yah gave him to do.
Good example. Every time Pharaoh said no,
Moses didn't turn around and say, well, you better. Moses turned around and walked out and waited on God to give him more instruction. I got a meeting coming this coming Monday with positions of authority as far as the city hall is concerned. I'm going down in y'all's authority, but at the same time, I understand what that position is that ordained by y'all. I'll respect it, and I'll let y'all lead me to be bold and upfront according to how he desires for me to be when I go down Monday. Because it's highly important for us to understand that. So don't get on the bandwagon with these folks who don't understand the authority of Yah, and they're putting their mouth on these positions. You got to understand, honor the position. The man may be crazy. The woman may be crazy. Honor the position. Honor the position. Okay? That's what's highly important for us to understand now. Now, verse 3 says, he says, for rulers are not a terror to good works. That's how it's supposed to be. Anything that's good, these rulers shouldn't be a terror to it. Now, we know we've been dealing with some things as far as our project is concerned, and then the city of Dallas, they're trying to be a terror to us. But the scripture says rulers are not supposed to be terror to good. We're doing a good thing in the community. Rulers are not supposed to be a terror to us. What's the word terror mean? Verse 3. Terror, if it means the fear exceeding, alarm, or fright. Yah says these rules are not supposed to cause people to fear. They're not supposed to threaten people and to do all these things from an evil perspective, because that position is ordained by Yah. But because of the wickedness of mankind, people have lost respect for all of those positions. And you have a lot of people who are in authority positions, but yet they don't know how to honor God in that position. They don't recognize them as ordained by God because they have selfish motives associated with it. They're always trying to do something wicked associated with it instead of realizing that is ordained by God. I'm honored. I count it a privilege to be a pastor. I count it a privilege to be in my position. I honor that position. I honor so much to the point where the first thing that I had concerns about when Yah told me he had called me to do this, when I really took it serious, my main concern was, okay, I don't want to lead about astray. Yah, I honor this position. I honor it so much. Give me the wisdom to lead for the better good. I don't want to lead anybody astray. I'm so adamant about not leading somebody astray that I constantly say to y'all, if I'm leading people astray, I'm willing to die. That's a cliche that I use. Kill me. I'm straightforward with y'all about it. If I'm not the man that y'all that you called me to be, kill me. I have no purpose. I'll go to y'all with that in a minute. Kill me if I'm, let destruction come to me if I'm out of your will. Because my goal is that through whatever destruction or whatever means is necessary to get me back where I'm supposed to be with you, then let it take place in my life. I welcome destruction if it brings me back to my Most High God. Rulers should think that way. Every ruler should think that way. Verse 3 again, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Rulers are put in place to bring judgment upon evil, not good. That's how you tell the mindset of every government, whether it's local, whether it's state, whether it's national or international. When you find those governments bringing judgment down on good instead of evil, something is corrupt with that individual who is in that position. Yah did not ordain it to be that way. My mama Coke had mentioned a little bit earlier, she was like, okay, how do we deal with it from the perspective of the person now who is in that position? Remember the first thing, honor position, thank you, Yah. Honor the position, and Yah will give you wisdom on how to deal with the authority figure in that position. If you don't honor the position, you're going to talk to the authority figure in foolishness. Yah said, you honor me because you know that I ordained that position. He said, I always give you wisdom on how to deal with the individual in that position if they're operating in evil. And so that's what's going on. You have the church. I've never seen so many people, Christian and non-Christian, Israelite and Gentile, you know, Jew, you name it. I've never seen so many people be so disrespectful to a position that God has ordained to be there. To be there for mankind, for the better good of mankind. We have to learn how to honor the positions. When we honor the positions, if the individual is evil, Yah will give us the wisdom on how to deal with those individuals with respect. And at the same time, because we deal with those individuals with respect, then Yah will deal with the individual if they don't want to change from the evil. That's what I'm doing Monday. When I go down, I'm going to respect the position of authority of this individual that I'm meeting with. I'm honoring Yah because Yah created that position for the better good. So when I go down, I am there to honor Yah. Because I am there to honor Yah in that position, Yah will give you wisdom on what to say to that individual. And if that individual continues in evil, Yah will judge that leader. They have no clue who they did. They're dealing with a leader who understands leadership, who understands authority, who understands how to be subordinate to an authority figure that I'm going to have a meeting with. But at the same time, this individual has to now have wisdom also and realize that he's in a dangerous position if he don't accept the wisdom that I bring because I'm under the position. He is either being set up to be blessed. I'm the parallel. It's my gift. I want to get an attitude. I come with judgment or I come with a blessing. When I come there that day, when I go down that Monday, I will show up in the authority of my position in the Most High, walking for the better good in that position. When I sit down before that man and talk to that man, his position now is in the judgment seat of the Most High. And according to how he operates within that position, it's going to determine what his judgment is going to be. This is how you deal with government. You hold government accountable by the wisdom of Yah, being sent by Yah before with the understanding that he put that position in place, and there is nothing that you personally can do to bring that position down. Y'all put it there. Nobody's going to bring down the President of the United States. But y'all, he put it there. He's the one who has to bring it down if that's what he wants to do. Y'all raises up kings, leaders, he brings them back. He raises them up because either they're tools to bring about his will, his for sure out there crazy. You know, he brings these things about for his glory. We as the church have to understand. And regardless of what happens, you honor the position and watch y'all honor you and watch you deal with the authority figure who want to operate in evil from the perspective of that position. You understanding me now? Verse 3, for our rulers are not a terror to good works. Verse 3, but to the evil, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? He's not be afraid, he's not reference to power, fear of power. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same colon, for he is a minister of Yah. Cussed is a minister of Yah. People don't believe it. Okay, what you think about it personally? Y'all saying he's a minister because I ordained the position. Now you follow him and you follow every leadership position on now. Y'all said they're ministers of mine. For he's a minister of Yah to be for good, understand for good. So when that individual is operating the opposite of what his position is, he's in trouble by Yah. You know, all these crazy folks talking about trying to take out the President of the United States. Like, these folks is out of their mind. All they're doing is putting themselves in a position to be judged. Because they're messing with a position that belongs to y'all. Y'all God said, he my minister. I'm turning him every which way I want it. So every decision he makes, he thinks he's making it for his better good, but he's making it for mine. And if the situation has to be, is laced with evil, y'all like, I'll deal with that. Everything is for my good. That's what we have to understand. Okay, verse 4, for he is the minister of Yah to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. I don't have nothing to fear as long as I stand for righteousness. Y'all know how these folks down here in city halls have been trying to do us and getting behind closed doors and all this kind of crazy stuff. I don't have to fear when we operate in good. Good always going to overcome evil as long as good is in line with Yah. See, because what they don't realize now is when they start messing with Connor, they have now stepped into my authority. I'm now their ruler. See what I'm saying? So when they come and deal with what God has established for good, they now are in a position to have the same judgment by which I would be judged if I disrespected their position. So you have to know who you are as a child of the Most High Yah. Because the scripture points out that when it's all said and done, that the saints are going to rule the world. So now, because I'm kingdom-minded, and when they come with their little position now, because they are now subordinate to the kingdom. When they come out to my position, they have now just tried to, they are now trying to move Yah, or trying to move me, in an ordained position, out of a position that Yah has ordained me to be in. They're in trouble. Big trouble. So I said it to say this. We have to respect the local, the state, the national, and international government, because they are ordained by Yah. On the other hand, we are also ordained by Yah. And the local, and the state, and the national, and the international government have to respect the authority by which we walk in. But they in trouble by the Most High Yah. So that's why I make the statement. When you hear me make statements, say, they're not fighting us. They fighting Yah. Because I understand the position that I walk in. I'm ordained by Yah. Each one of you are ordained by Yah to be where you are. When these people, whatever, entities, organizations, persons, whoever they are, when they come after what God is doing, whether it's here in Dallas or in Honey Grove, they are now coming out of a position that's ordained by Yah. They're in trouble. Understand your position. Verse 4, for he is the minister of Yah to thee for good. I'm just dealing with all levels of leadership. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. Okay? For he is a minister of Yah. And a minister of Yah, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. You know we have a position of authority to execute wrath on anyone that does evil to get the good that we do. You know one of the most dangerous things that a person can do is to come against a God-ordained position. When that God-ordained position is doing good and they come at it with evil, that's why Yah told me, he said, I'm going to bring down the whole system if they don't leave Project United Ministries on. They're dealing with something that I have ordained. They better get a revelation. They're going to get it Monday, but are they going to hear it? One, it comes before the scripture. Okay. Verse 5, wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. See, we understand we have to come under the authority by which Yah has ordained for two reasons. So we don't receive the repercussions for rebellion against it. the consequences, the wrath that's associated with it, and also for conscience' sake. That should be something morally righteous about us that makes us respect the position of a president or in a position of authority. Yeah, I'm coming back for a church without spot or blemish. And the things that I see so-called Christians post about a y'all ordained position, I just shake my head. And I'm like, boy, these folks, you know, they're setting themselves up for y'all's judgment because they don't respect the position. He's not my president. How crazy stuff is that? Try leaving the country. That's the only way that'd be legitimate. Okay. Verse 6. For this cause, pay ye tribute also. You know, did you know that Paul is telling us as a people, pay your taxes? He says to the church, pay your taxes. Pay your tribute, for they are Yah's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore all to all their dues. Tribute, taxes, to whom taxes is due. Custom, to whom custom. Fear, to whom fear. Honor, to whom honor. Paul is saying, when these things are set up, operate within the laws of these things. Verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Paul talking, he's talking about the law. Paul always referenced the law. So he set up these different structures and things, and he's telling you that these things are set up in place for a reason. Our nation, all those, you know, Rome came in and established some of those things. Paul was wise enough to say, okay, if it's established, if it's set up, then y'all paid it for a reason. You can even go back and look when our nation first went into the land. There were some nations who they were supposed to run out of the land, and they didn't. They didn't obey Yah, but they taxed some people. They had to pay tribute. Say that word correctly. Tribute. So it's vitally important for us to obey these different things, okay? Then verse 8, he said, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has to fulfill the law. That's one of the reasons why we want to stay out of debt. We're trying our very best to make sure that we stay out of debt. There are some things that, you know, we all may have debt in one fashion or another, whether it's a mortgage, a car payment, these different things. But always strive to you know, if it goes to be debt-free, that's the goal. God leads us as a nation, as the saints of the Most High, to not owe anything. Why? Because the borrower is subject for the so we want to make sure that we try to stay out of debt. The scripture tells us to avoid it. So if we can. So you know, we're a society that put us behind the eight ball with that. Because you have evil men who have taken, you know, things like houses and stuff like that and got them way high with the interest rate and all that. You know, the scripture also talk about a balanced scale. What a balanced scale was is that they would take it and buy an item and they would put it on one side of the scale and then they'd take it pour the coins on the other side, and when it's balanced, that was the price of it. But society is not set up that way because there are equal people that's in these positions, and so they're always operating with an unbalanced scale. You know, you pay three times as much for a house as what you're supposed to unless you're operating in certain facets of wisdom in order to keep that from taking place. That's unrighteousness. That's evil. Y'all going to judge all that. So all these interest rates that has things unbalanced, that's unrighteousness. That's evil. It's a society that we live in, so it's designed to keep us in debt. And so what we have to do is operate in wisdom and make every effort to try to stay out of it. But we don't owe anything but stuff. Okay. All right. Verse 9 says, for this cause thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, he's talking about the law, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment. See, Paul is talking about the law. It is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? I mainly wanted to cover that, really verses 1 through 8, just to give us an understanding of how we should operate as a saint of the time. We're going to be the true church, operating within the understanding of the apostles' doctrine. We need to understand how to deal with life in general. Not just church sitting, man, how to understand the scriptures. We need to understand how to operate in life. So now we've taken a look at these positions, and now we can lead from here. Looking at these positions that we didn't understand it at this level on a different life now. You have something?
So it's almost like this is preparation for what's to come. You know, the scripture that says judgment begins in the household of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, those things are unjust and out there. Y'all couldn't deal with it unless somebody went to it in order, if that makes sense. So you can't. It's like the saying, two wrongs don't make a right. They can't be wrong, and you go to them in a wrong,
right,
trying to represent Yah, right? So if nobody understood how to do that according to wisdom, then everything stays out of order, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's almost like the understanding is coming forth so that people can operate according to order, and thus Yah can deal with those in the positions that are out of order.
Right. That's exactly what, while we're
are you saying then that we respect the position, but there are remedies in place that allow us to address the person in the position if the person is not doing what they need to do or supposed to do, and then God will act on, because we went within the remedies that are provided, then God will deal with the person? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And the most important thing in what you're saying is that we must understand that when that person is operating in wickedness, when they're doing something evil, that we still have to respect that position. When we go with that mindset, just like Elder said, when we go with that mindset, it now puts us in position now to deal with it according to wisdom, because we're not approaching this individual, oh, I got some on you and I'm going to make you feel like a little person. No, we're going to respect that position, hold them accountable for the good of that position. That position is in place by Yah for the good. You are not doing that. We're doing it in a way where it's wisdom. But approach it with wisdom, respect that position, and if that individual changes, we gain a brother. We've gained a brother. But if the individual don't, then now they have just put themselves in a position where Yah can judge that authority in that position. That's how we have to learn how to operate. Did that answer you clearly, Mumpo?
I had to look and see if my phone was muted. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We all got it now. It's okay to deal with issues, but understand the position. Honor the position because Yah created that position. We have a right to hold evil accountable. But we have to understand that authority within that position. The example in LDU in reference to Samuel. David was the king. Samuel held him accountable for what he had done. But he still respected the position as the king. Okay? On the other hand, Miriam didn't respect the position of Moses. And she brought up some things that she was not qualified to deal with, because she was like, he ain't the only one. We're in leadership position, but y'all are like, yeah, I speak to Moses face to face. And because you don't want to respect that position, when that came out, she was leprous. Yahweh judged us, and we don't respect the position, even when the individual is wrong, as in David said. But when we use wisdom and operate and honor that position, God will always fix it when things come out in his favor. Not your favor, in his favor, because you're going in the wisdom of Yah for the better good. And the better good may not always be your way or my way. Better good may be Yah saying, okay, I'm going to get you both down and reveal something that I want both of you to understand. That's what wisdom will do. Wisdom will always produce the better good. Okay. And I just like saying the better food than if I keep saying.
Pastor.
Anything else? Yes, ma'am.
You know, in the old days, they would teach the saints not to say nothing, not to even say nothing about leadership.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they use that scripture, touch not mine,
no,
anointed. Huh?
Yeah, I was quoting it with you.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. But you know, you're saying there is a remedy. You can go to them in love, and if the Lord is leading you to do that, but you know, it's like hands off. You can't say nothing or do nothing.
Exactly.
But that's not.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead. No,
I was done. I was done.
Okay. Okay. And that's the important issue, y'all. Make sure that if there are issues and it's clear that we're operating with, go to that position. We as leaders should be held accountable. But understand the position. Respect the position. Okay? Respect the position. Go in the wisdom of y'all. And there's a positive. One or two things will happen. You will gain that brother or that sister, and the better good, keep using that word, the better good can take place. Or because that individual is caught up in pride and don't want to hear it, still want to be evil, y'all will judge that person in that position. And do it in a way to where everyone who comes up in that position without reference. Because they know, oh, you can get checked out of here if you're in that position and want to operate in evil. That's what God is doing now. Judgment is beginning to hop over y'all, but he's holding everyone else accountable in these positions. That's why he's sending me down to the local government this morning. Well, coming Monday that's approaching. I'm going to go deal with local government. I'm going to respect the position. I'm going to speak in the wisdom and authority of the Most High. And they will know that coming up on karma, they are now under our authority. They will understand it without a doubt. And when you come there, you're gonna realize the same authority you have here. We have the same authority on karma. And when you come when you come there, you are now subordinate. You're dealing with kingdom for the better good. Okay.
And I have
okay,
one more.
Adeline's
doing
new. Then you can say
after
you. Go ahead.
So I'll just say, even from the perspective of authority, when you look at that falls in a lot of facets, though, not just government. I mean, even if you look at parents and children,
mm-hmm.
husband and wife, it's the same kind of deal. If a parent is wrong, a child still has to respect that parent's authority, even if the parent is wrong. And you can't do it out of order because you put yourself in jeopardy if you try to deal with that parent out of order, if that makes sense.
It does. I do my girls like that all the time. They will tell you, I tell them, I say, okay, if you see that dad is wrong, come to dad. But don't come like you evil with dad if I'm going to get your hair chopped off. It's a cliche. Just come to that. And my girl will tell you that. It's been a long time. They're going, Daddy, I don't agree with what you said. I feel like he done it up. And I sit there, as long as they're operating humility, still from a daddy-daughter perspective, I will listen to whatever they have to say. And if they're wrong, I'm like, baby, you're right. Now, don't want to say that. You know, baby, you're right. Or if there's something that they're not seeing quite clearly, I'll discuss it with them. No, this is what what I'm seeing as the authority figure and what you have not recognized. But I've always told them that you can come to me when you feel like me as your father is wrong or something that I'm doing that you think is evil. You come to me and sit down and talk to me as my child, though. Don't come now equal. I'm wrong because, okay, you can be 100 years old, you're still going to be baby girl. You know, you're going to be baby girl. Come to me always as baby girl. Don't come to me talking about I'm wrong, you're still a baby girl. Approach that way and you can talk to me about it. Okay? So, you have something? Okay, Mama.
The other thing I was going to say is when you are in that position and you go to a person in a leadership position after the leading of y'all to do that, then you can't get mad about it. You know, some people will go to a person, then they get mad. Well, I mean, don't get mad, because if you go into them in the spirit of love as you should, just leave that up to y'all. However he deals with it, that's up to him. And if he don't deal with it, that's still up to him. But it's, we shouldn't be getting mad about it.
Once I say what you have to say, I am numb to any result. I tell it, but what's the result? I say what you told me to do. I don't care about the outcome from that point on. That's not my responsibility. I did what you told me to do. That's all my concern is from that point on. I'm good. Okay? We got it? All right. Everyone good? No other questions coming? Okay. Father y'all, we bless your name on tonight. We just glorify you for just revealing to us your word on how to operate as far as every facet of a power that's in our life. We just give you the praise, honor, and glory for just revealing the truth to us, giving us the wisdom to operate accordingly. We glorify you in the name of Yahushua. We do pray. Amen.